always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up, man? This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad. Man, we're going to Yada the King today. For all those that don't know what Yada the King actually means, it means praise. Yada is a Hebrew word that means praise with your hands up and with power. And we're going to praise the King who is none less than Jesus the Christ, man, who died and resurrected for our sins. And man, you guys, if you don't know about him, you need to know about him, man. It was a real busy week this week, man. Man, we was everywhere. We were out in, let's see, where were we out in? We were out in the city of, dang, I can't remember right now. It's all good. But it's out there. It was Silverdale, Washington. We was out there getting it in, man. It was about like 5,000 youth that were at this concert with us, man, from high schools out there just in the area, man. And they had a great time. We got to do some Christian music, man, and the kids was loving it, man. So we're just excited that we could be there. Also, you know what we do every fourth Friday at the Corridor in Seattle? We got it in at the Corridor, man, and the show topic at the Corridor was The Remedy, and I always like to follow it up with the same topic on the next radio show, man. My sister Chase Sutton preached the dynamic message. Man, if you weren't there, don't worry, I'm about to put it on YouTube, so you'll be included, so you ain't got to trip or nothing, man. I got you. But yeah, we're going to talk about The Remedy today, man. And I got a special guest, the homie Jeeta. He's going to be with me in just a hot second. His album just released. He said it was like number 25 on the Christian charts, man. So it's definitely continuing to climb. And he said a lot of cats is talking about it, man. So we're going to talk about really who is Jeeta. We're going to introduce him to some for the first time. For others, we're just going to, you know what I'm saying, refresh their memory of who he is. Not only is he an artist, he's a producer as well. And he's going to tell us, you know, some of the people that he got some tracks with, man, that are coming out, man. And really, man, we're just excited to have him on, allow him to share his testimony and his story. You know how we do it on Yada the King. And check it out, man, if you're listening, you're an artist, and you're like, man, hey, how can I get my music on the show? Go to music@yadatheking.com. You can email me there, send it there, or go to yadatheking.com. This track right here is by the homie Clister. Song's called No, No, No. Yeah. And we on Yada the King. Let's get it in. I ain't trying to kick it with you.
Girl, I'm cool. Yeah. Nah, I ain't trying to kick it with you.
Cause I'm not trying to be the one that's felt like a fool.
Mrs. Clothing consistent, her only inches. She moves in a way that leaves men astray with the sway of a midriff. Dishes, poisonous kisses, and this is the kiss tonight that hey man has to fight. No, you done seen it tight. She just likes being light. Mrs. Attention, no, needs attention more. Mostly baby just insecure. If she is sane, she's very immature. She doesn't understand the guy who adores beyond any other source. She's on another course. That's that the virtue, no remorse. Her game is smooth, sun like it's oil dip. Her lips, honey drip. Eyes make your heart see these scratch skip. Fully equipped to make a man trip, stumble and fall. She got the church looking like the mall. So no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
Nah, I ain't tryna kick you with you. Girl, I'm straight. Girl, I'm cool. Yeah. Nah, I ain't tryna kick you with you.
Cause I'm not tryna be the one that's felt like a fool.
Baby's mama,
constantly trying to work it out. Jane Fonda, no virtue and no honor. I ponder her like the wind that the fan blew. I'm so cool up you, boo boo. The thing that you do do, them games, them as usual. To help me focus on Christ, you are not useful. So I'ma hit the gas by passion and neutral. Sorry, Miss Day, but the feelings ain't mutual. This is what you could do. Read Proverbs, chapter 5 and 7. You should focus on those two, cause that is where you at. Ain't ready for the bag, chapter 31. That's what you should grow to. I hope you take heed, but as for you and me, nah, this can never be. And I'm so sorry if you offended, but I'm a man of God. Never leave my heart unattended.
No, 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 no. Nah, I ain't trying to kick you with shoes. Girl, I'm straight. Girl, I'm cool.
For so much more, all these things you're offering, I didn't have before.
You can keep stopping.
Request and I delete it. She said she loves Jesus, but judging by her cleavage, I don't believe it. That's just like the clothing that don't even fit. And I ain't impressed with your little bitty dress. As if fighting lust isn't hard enough, she hikes it up to put us to the test. Her doorstep leads to death. So I urge you, brethren, to please keep it stepping. This is what you should do. No, no suggestions. This is pain relief, no Excedrin. Without virtue, she is not fine. On a scale of 1 to 10, she is going to drop 9. And I am not trying to kick it with the girl who ain't in line with the divine. Yeah, your body is cool, but it's the faith that makes you fine. You might make a good wife someday, baby, just not mine.
No, 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 no. I ain't trying to kick you with shoes. Girl, I'm straight. Girl, I'm cool. Yeah. Nah, I ain't trying to kick you with shoes.
Cause I'm not trying to be the one that's playing like a fool.
And visit y'all on Earth today. I left to get creative, now I'm back like a vertebrae.
Like a vertebrae?
Yep. I came to give you all a word today, cause I feel in ignorance is one place you don't deserve to stay. Guess you must not know who I be. I be the M-A. You be so you can see, Cuddy, don't play what you think is a game. So we came to show you that we
do this for real.
We gon' continue to do what we do when us represent Christ and don't
care how you feel.
And I'm getting fed up with the people talking about me like I won't give you the business when I
do my thing.
And you better know who you facing before you even try to come and bring your nonsense
to my team.
No, I don't care about how you proceed, because that I can do without. So I just want you to do me a favor and hear me. And when you hear me,
hear me good.
We the majority come with authority, hoping I'm clear and I
misunderstood.
One thing I want you to know is that I'm a believer in coming and loving and peace. But I can't take it, won't fake it, won't make it if I don't address how I feel when I speak. Alright, I'm done. I'm hoping you change.
Stranger, stop sleeping on the sun like Peter, John, and James.
Think we ain't gonna make it to the top.
Y'all funny.
Trying to get us to be somebody we not.
Y'all funny.
Think we ain't gonna do it big when we drop.
Y'all funny.
Think we came all this way to come to a stop.
Y'all funny.
Don't believe our foundation is the rock.
Y'all funny.
Think we won't give you the business on the spot.
Y'all funny.
Got the game on smash. We wave as we pass.
Cause all y'all haters do is make us laugh.
Y'all funny.
It's what y'all been waiting for, ain't it? Some weekly entertainment. Me and D never half stepping. Big Daddy Kane in it. Promoting the father's name in it. These hooks beat the game like Floyd the Sugar Shane in it. Yes, we creature brothers, but it's the same aim. Preach, teach, bring the heat. LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. Exposing truth on you, magic cast David Blaine in it. Claim thug, but really you low down, dirty, shaming it. We just try and get you to change aim in it. Get you to hear the real voice of God. Cause some of these preachers be T-Pain in it. Oh, in case you ask, I beat you Marsky. The Cali kid with the Ohio bar. And we finna show you how we rap. The king ain't really no explaining it. You see it, pause. We click, click, picture framing it. From the O to the coast, we do this here. A to the Bay, the mood is clear. Crisis to Kane, get the message, we proclaiming it. Haters, we yelling, bring it on. Cause come judgment day, you ain't gon' have nothing to Jamie Foxx blame it on.
Think we ain't gon' make it to the top.
Y'all funny.
Trying to get us to be somebody we not.
Y'all funny.
Think we ain't gon' do it big when we drop.
Y'all funny.
Think we came all this way to come to a stop.
Y'all funny.
Don't believe our foundation is the rock.
Y'all funny.
Think we won't give you the business on the spot.
Y'all funny.
We got the game on smash.
Yeah.
We wave as we pass. All y'all haters do is make us laugh.
Y'all funny.
The hem of this garment get pie when I touch it, baby. Turn into an animal, but far from a Muppet, baby. I'm a creature, I don't covet, baby. Cut them strings in my life, no longer a puppet, baby. So, you still think that we will fail? Then you must not know of us very well. It's time to take over and God is my witness. I won't stop until I know they no longer show disrespect to my father, but go and obey every word that he say. Yes, I'ma stand up and fight to the finish. I answer my calling, so God he was chose to take the Bible and go make disciples as well as through music. So study my flow. Okay, and I promise you will learn something. Like how to smoke your old man, burn something. A lot of cutties in the world don't know their purpose yet. So to the things of the spirit, they know them like a Percocet. They'll see we more than conquerors, even though we ain't perfect yet. The takeover is in effect. You're nervous yet? And if you're not, you might as well be. Cause honestly, thankful for your comedy. Think we ain't gon' make it to the top.
Y'all funny.
Trying to get us to be somebody we not.
Y'all funny.
Think we ain't gon' do it big when we drop.
Y'all funny.
Think we came all this way to come to a stop.
Y'all funny.
Don't believe our foundation is the rock.
Y'all funny.
Think we won't give you the business on the spot.
Y'all funny.
We got the game on smash. We wave as we pass. All y'all haters do is make us laugh.
Y'all funny.
C-Rob's new album, Crystals Meth, about God's deliverance and him giving her the kingdom perspective. Available at iTunes and c-robmusic.com. Check the single out. Shift.
Put that soul tight, tight. Time to shift, 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 shift to another level.
And God is active.
Shoes up, shoes up. Walking how we say to. Never settle for your level, cause I am not made to. I just keep it pushing.
Available now. C-Rob's Crystals Method. Fidelity Music presents Fidel's newest album, Club David. Featuring K Drama, Cam, Mouthpiece, Corey Paul, Cambino, and Sean Johnson. Available now. Available at FidelMusic.com, iTunes, Amazon, and more. And the theme single, Club David.
We in the club.
Now available at FidelMusic.com. Club David. Join the club. MarteMusic.com releases Marte's debut album, Game Over, with heartfelt tracks like Hello Beauty.
Try to find you in my image, this can't be true. You're deeper than what I see.
And Lullaby.
My lullaby.
Featuring K-Drama, Jazz, Brinson, Keisha Dream, and more. Available at iTunes, Amazon, and Rhapsody. So since it's game over, seek the king. MarteMusic.com.
VelvetMusic.com. What's good, y'all? This your dude, Velvet. Get the new EP, Dream Big. Featuring Inez Carter.
Keep dreaming on, dream on. Dream on, keep dreaming on.
Tracks like Money Don't Save, featuring William Dill.
As long as she fly.
Online at velvetmusic.com. VELVETT music.com. Download this EP right now. Dream big, y'all. Deuces.
D-Mob. Y'all funny. You know what I'm saying? If y'all didn't listen to that, man, they was going in, bro. Quit telling me that Christian hip hop, Christian rap, whatever you want to call it, is whack. It's not whack no more, man. I got people that could back it up. Matter of fact, I got a homie right now on the line that could back it up. That's the homie Jeeta. What up, Jeeta?
What's good, man?
Chilling, man. Hey, for all them cats thinking that holy hip hop is whack, get them three valid reasons why they need to listen to this music, man.
Can I keep it real?
First off, you need to listen to the music because it's hot. You know, it's good stuff. We stepped our game up from the past, man. And most importantly, we're not destroying our youth or our culture or anything. We're actually promoting something that is positive and, you know, trying to pour into people's lives and promote the king, man. So you definitely need to check it out, man. And we go in, man.
Well, that's what's up. We gonna act up, but it's gonna be a good acting up. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna have to fix too many things after we get done. So that's really what it do. Hey, Gita, man, we gonna talk about your testimony. First of all, man, what's up with the name Gita? Tell us a little bit about that, and then kind of share how you came to the knowledge of Christ in your life, bro.
Okay. The name Gita comes from a cartoon called Dragon Ball Z. It was a cat on there named Vegeta, and I just liked I liked how the name sounds, so I just took it and ran with it, man. I took the V off and put Gita on there, and that's how I pretty much came up with the name Gita and stuff. A lot of people be thinking, you know, it stands for something special, but it don't. It just comes from the cartoon Dragon Ball Z, which is like one of my favorite cartoons. So that's how the name Gita came up. But my testimony is I grew up in Chicago. I was raised by my mother. She was a single mom. She was a church girl. So she made me follow her and stuff like that. And she used to make me go to church and stuff like that. And I used to love it, man. I used to love going to church. So I grew up a biblically based house. And stuff like that, and she would make me go to church, and then as I became a teenager, I kind of strayed away from those values, my church values and stuff like that. I started to do my own thing. I started rapping, started drinking, smoking, and all these things like that, and then a little later on, I dropped out of high school, and then I became depressed and suicidal, and all these crazy things, man. And then she made me enroll into this program called Job Corps. And when I enrolled into the program called Job Corps, that's why I was studying to get a trade and all that stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then I met my wife. And after I met my wife, it was like love at first sight. And then like 6 months later, we was getting married. And then like 3 months after we got married, I was just looking back, like I told God, like if he allowed me to make it to see marriage, that I would definitely give my life back to him. And so that happened. Like, man, I ain't giving my life back to God. I'm married and I'm still not doing right. So I thought about it, and I just started back going to church and stuff like that. And the word was just ministering to me so hard, man. I just said, man, I need to be in this church. I need to have God in my life. I've been running. You know, I come from a biblically a based background and stuff like that, and there's no reason I should be running. So I just surrendered right there. And then my wife, she followed through. So I rededicated my life to God, and she finally dedicated her life to God. And so, man, I just been running with God ever since, man, and just grinding for God. It's been a long process of growing and learning and stuff like that, but we getting that though.
Now that's what's up, man. So you and your wife were not saved. What are some things? Now I know that you said that when you made a promise with God about once you got married, you wanted to give your life to God. Back to God. But what are some things that kind of was like, man, I really need to, what are some of the things that pushed you to really do that? Because as you said, hey, I got married and I really wasn't even thinking about that.
Because I knew God. It's like I knew who God was, but I was just running away from God. I was living in my flesh, just wanting to do me. And he allowed me to be alive, to see that, to see marriage, and to have my life going in the right direction. And there's no reason for me just to continue to go in the wrong direction when I know that I need Christ. So since I knew who Christ was, I was just being convicted, like, the time is now, brother. You know, you need to get on your grind and come to me. So that's what I did, man.
Okay, that's what's up, man. So we heard his testimony, man. Quick, smooth. Wasn't too much of a horror story, man, but God gets the glory through it all, man. Gita, man, let's talk about this track, Burning Up. This is the first track that I heard from you.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen your name before, but when you sent this in, I was like, man, let me actually check this out. One of my brothers, Fulfiller, he was like, man, dude is nice. And he's like, man, we got to get him on. So I was like, okay, let's do it, man. So this track, Burning Up, it kind of like, after this, I was like, yeah, we're going to get this dude on. Tell us about this, man. Tell us about it.
Burning up, man. It comes from like how we supposed to be on fire for God, man. We supposed to be burning hot for God, man. We can't be lukewarm or anything like that. And me personally, I was lukewarm for a pretty long time, man. I was in the church, but I still haven't, you know, I wasn't committed like I should have been, man. So I just wanted to put a song out there that's talking about not being lukewarm and actually burning up for Jesus, being hot on fire for God, giving him your all, giving him 100%, man. So that was the inspiration for this song.
All right, man. So we're going to let these listeners check this track out. If y'all listening, y'all know what to do. Tell your family, tell your friends. It's going down on Yada the King Radio. Let's go. Gita, burning up.
Okay.
You know, I'm burning up for Jesus, man. Yeah. What's happening? What's poppin' right? You know how we do it. Burning for the Lord, so you know we gonna play.
We burning up.
For God.
Every day like a parade.
off the blizzard. Your boy gets busy. The hood says she miss me. Like that boy Drizzy. Told her when I left that was the last she can kiss me. Now I'm on the mission trying to bring the hood with me. Thought I had it all, 14 with a couple grams. Sitting in the kitchen trying to turn it to a rubber band. Hustled every day. Float like brother man. Still on my grind, only now I got another plan. Where I'm from, man, you told that you ball and get dough. If you can't grip a ball, then you ball and flip dough. 14 in the hall, fist ball, no hope. Whole family on my back, if I fall, we all broke. Needless to say, I was a product of my city. Now I fly above the storm like the bird on my fitted. Now only God can stop me, and it's obvious he winning. And like an intro, this is only the beginning.
Everybody know they thought I'd die off in the hood. Not only am I alive, but your boy doing good. I broke up off that box, and I'm free about them chains. Now every day I live, man, it feel like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade.
I got my legs underneath me now, and I ain't trying to slow down. My wings spread, and I ain't trying to come down. Kick the dough up off the hinge, I'm talking kung pow. It's making sense to me. Why you looking dumb? Found I signed up to die. My head was made for the guillotine. And I don't fit this world like a big boy in skinny jeans. Trying to get my face like muscles on creatine. That old man dead in your boy. Billy Jean. I get wrong in my city. Put on for my city. When I'm gone from my city, man, my home on my feet. When I ride through my city, man, I'm praying for my city. Cause them boys out there out the dirty money like Diddy. Any day I live is enough to celebrate. Could be sleeping in the pen, could be laying in the grave. Could've hit me with a case, could've hit me with a case. That's why any day I live, man, it feel like a parade.
Now everybody knew me, thought I'd die off in the hood. Not only am I alive, but your boy doing good. I broke up off that box, and I'm free about them chains. Now every day I live, man, it feel like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade.
Now I'ma live every day like it's the very last one. Trying to leave a legacy like that where we're hunting. Hard work and faith in God, yeah, that's the recipe. Anything else is failure, don't you expect that from me. I got to keep it pushed no matter what's up in front of me. And I got to go hard till the very last breath of me. Marching like a soldier as long as these legs are under me. Until the Lord, he come for me, or till I'm buried underneath.
Now everybody knew it, thought I'd die off in the hood. Not only am I alive, but you boy doing good. I broke up off that box and I'm free about them chains. Now every day I live, man, it feel like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Hey.
Parade, yeah. You know, everybody right now in hip hop got that sound, you know what I'm saying? That like that super high pitched sound that keeps going up. You know, I try to do that with my voice. It didn't work too well today. But man, I got the homie Jeter, man. And like I said, I'm finding out that you're not just a rap artist or a minister through hip hop, but you're also a producer, man. Let's talk about which one started first, man.
Definitely rapping started first. Like I said, back in the day, I used to like Bone Thugs and Harmony, and I used to be in the basement rapping and stuff like that, thinking I'm like Bone, me and my guys and stuff. So definitely rapping started first. But now that I think about it, I used to be like on pots and pans ever since I was a youngster, man. So yeah. I definitely had the ability to kind of produce and stuff. I love drums. I used to play drums in the church and stuff like that. So I was a musically inspired person, man. But nowadays, man, you got computers and stuff like that. So, like, kids can really get their dreams out there and stuff because you got actual ability to record it and stuff for a real cheap price, man. So that's what's up.
No, that's what's up, man. So let's talk about the first time when you was like, man, hey, I'm gonna be a rapper. How did that whole thing come to pass?
Rapping other people's verses and stuff like that, like being possessed by that, by rapping different artists' verses and stuff like that. And then I was like, man, I can probably convert this and do my own thing, man. So that's how I started. That's what I did, man. I started rapping other people's verses, and I was like, yeah, I can do this on my own. I can, you know, come up with some my own lyrics and stuff and rock it, man. So that's how I became a rapper and stuff, an original rapper.
Can you remember the first track that you actually wrote, man? Or you ain't even gonna give us that?
Yeah, I don't remember the words and stuff like that, but it was when I was secular, man. I was up in school, I was writing the rhymes and stuff like that. And then the teacher, I was trying to hide the paper, then the teacher gonna lift up the paper and take it, and she was looking at it, and she was just like, oh, I can't believe you're saying this and stuff like that, because it was that stuff I was saying and everything like that. So call my mom up and everything like that. So it was a bad experience, my first ever rap and stuff that I had. So
man, what actually from that allowed you to say, hey, I'm gonna turn this around, I'm gonna use this for the glory of God, and I just want to impact people, man? What happened?
Christ happened, man. Like I was saying, like once I met my wife, I had gave up on music and stuff like that for a good 4 years or so, because it just wasn't going nowhere, and God wasn't allowing it to go anywhere because it wasn't his plan for my life. He didn't have me to do secular rap, so it wasn't going anywhere. So I was frustrated, I gave up on it. And then once I met my wife and I became we got saved and everything, and then some years later after that, I started producing. And then after I started, the beat started getting better and better and stuff, then I was like, I can do this, I can start back rapping and stuff. And then I did like one song, and then it was still a secular song and stuff, because I always thought that Christian rap was so corny and stuff at the time.
Right.
And then my wife was like, you know, you can't talk about that anymore. I was like, yeah, I know. So I thought about it for a day, and then I was like, man, like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this for God, man, but I'm going to do it in a different way, man. I'm going to give God all the glory, man, because I hate how the rappers and stuff glorify all these negative things, man.
Yeah.
And when I came to Christ, like, I was like, man, they just really just destroying the youth with all this false imagery and stuff like that. And I just want to just be a light, man, to the youth and show them the way of Christ, but, you know, do it in a good way, like a hype way, man. So that was my inspiration to do this and do it in a different way, man.
All right, man. So let me ask you this, man. As a producer and artist, you've been telling us some of the cats that you've been producing for. How do you balance being an artist and being a producer? I mean, are you one of them producers that be like, man, hey, if this beat is this hot, I'm about to keep it. If it ain't that hot, you know how cats are, man. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Can
I keep it real? Being an artist and producer, man, because, like, I be doing some hot beats, and I'll be like, man, I can't get this one away, man. I gotta keep this one, man. So it's kind of hard and stuff like that, being an artist and producer, because if I was just a producer, I'd just be shelving out, like, all my best hot hits and stuff like that. I'd just be shoveling them out to different people and stuff. But instead, not all the time, but sometimes I keep them for myself and stuff. But recently, that's how you started hearing about me producing, because I got off that, and now I'm just I'm working, I'm putting out good music for other people as well as myself. So, yeah.
So is there like a time where you're saying, okay, if I go in the studio and make some beats right now, this is going to be for the artists, and then these are just going to be for me? Do you have separate times where you do stuff like that?
Yeah, sometimes it go like that, but majority of the time, like, I was doing some beats with Thizzle and stuff like that, then, like, two of them, like, was, like, super hot, then I was like, man, I'm going to have to keep these, you know, so that's how it goes sometimes, man. Like, it don't intentionally be like that, but it turned out like that, so.
Yeah, you like, man, if I could get a hook while I'm making this beat, hey, this joint's mine. So that's what's up, man. So what do you like doing more, man?
Man, both of them, I love doing both of them. But definitely the most time consuming and what I do the most is producing. I do producing like pretty much all day, doing beats for different peoples and stuff like that, or working on my albums and stuff like that. So it's mostly production, and I really like doing producing and stuff. Rapping is like the least thing that I do. I only rap like a few times like out the year and stuff, like when it's time to record my album or somebody want to feature or something like that. But I definitely enjoy both of them, man. I love the artistry of both of them.
Okay, no, that's really what it do. I'm gonna ask you this, man. I ask a lot of the producers that we get on, man, if you can give some tips to some upcoming producers that are like, man, hey, I'm trying to leave my Sigmet stamp on the game, what are some of the things that you would tell them to do?
Most importantly, dig deep within yourself and find your sound, find your original sound that is yours and that can stand out, man. And because that'll really get you out there, like having an original sound that's hot and stuff like that. Do a lot of research and stuff like that to see what's hot and what makes a beat hot. Like, you got to get like into the science of what makes hotness and stuff like that. So that's kind of what I did, studying and researching different beats and stuff. And just grind, man. Just grind, man. It takes a while for some people. It took a while for me to really get good. It took years and stuff for me to get good, man. And definitely, you want to learn your craft from. Definitely want to learn your craft on all aspects and stuff like that. Learn how to mix your beats better. Just learn everything about doing beats as possible, man. YouTube, a lot of different videos on how to make beats and stuff. So it's a lot of different things that you can do, man.
Well, that's what's up. So we're going to go to this track called Murder It. Tell us a little bit about this, man, because a lot of people have been like, yo, this song is straight murder.
Yeah, murder, man, it's talk about murder in the flesh, man. The flesh is the beast, man. The flesh want to go contrary to God, man. It want to go in the opposite direction than God, man. And that's why the Bible tells us to renew our mind daily, man. So that's why I came up with inspiration for this song, man, just to murder the flesh, put the flesh will down, man, and become more Christ-like, man. So that was the inspiration of the song, man. Just to murder the flesh, murder the sinful desires that we may have, man, and become whole-minded for Christ.
That's what's up. And it's featuring his twin, Cambino, and a homie, K Drama. Let's check it out here on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's go, bro.
The desires of the flesh conflicts with the will of God. And when that thing rises up, we must murder it.
Murder, 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 kill my king. Murder, 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 kill my king. If you don't glorify him, then I gotta shut it down. If you don't glorify him, then I gotta shut it down.
Murder, murder, kill the flesh will, kill the flesh desires, burn it on fire. I gotta amputate it, can I let it move on fire? If I live by his desires, then I cannot see the fire. Like Paul, I'm not conformed to the world, but daily I'm dying by renewing up the mind. Mask on Jason, coming for you, Satan. Lies and heavy face, the judging court like Perry Mason. So I shut down all strongholds and arrest my thoughts and make them captive and send them on. Sit the sim to death. I gotta keep my mind so fresh, so fresh. And it's a rest. I gotta. I'm murdering. I keep boy. I'm murdering. I kill it.
Murder, murder, murder. Kill my king. Murder, murder, murder. Kill my king. If you don't glorify him, then I gotta shut it down. If you don't glorify him, then I gotta shut it down.
Murder, 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 I ain't breaking no commandments. But yes, I kill my flesh, cause see, it can't obey the standards. At first, I'd aim to maim, but see, those wounds, they could be bandaged. And after they get healed, just go straight to do some damage. So I'm going harder than Osama, Dharma, Lofner. All of them were killing Kim, but it's my sin, I'm finna slaughter, bro. This pride inside my eyes, enticing lust to rise. The idols that are vying for God's position, y'all gotta go. Yes,
closer. It's ancient wisdom, but I got it slow. Now I've been commissioned to go give them what they gotta know. Die to these desires, lest they come from the Messiah. Crucify them often, partner, no Mustafa, I ain't lying. I'm murdering. You already know I gotta kill it, boy. I'm murdering.
My flesh, I start bucking. Eyes, I start plucking. No time for discussion. I don't care if you duck it. I murder it, red rum, I'm serving it. I'm merciless, purging it. Cause it's perjurious. You perfect kid, my flesh is like a beat. So I murder it. Leave the homeless. I hope it doesn't make it to the orphanage. We can duke it out. I'ma beat my body. Make it my slave. Cause if you tryna rob me of my integrity and leave me incomplete. I'm like Joseph now. I'm a refugee. And so
I'm murdering. I keep boy. I'm murdering. I kill it.
Murder, murder, murder. Kill my bitch. Murder, murder, murder. Kill my bitch. If you don't glorify him, then I gotta shut it down. If you don't glorify him, then I gotta shut it down.
We got something you can move to on this one. Woo! And yeah, let the beat drop. Woo! Yeah. Yo, we let. Woo! You gotta move to this one, homie. You ain't moving to this, yo. Let me talk to him. Back with the rhymes and the punchlines. Just to put it on your mind that it's crunch time. Hardest soldiers to reside on the front lines. Yo, we late. Let them drums ride for me one time.
Go, 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 go.
Program. Let's go, man. Stay focused. Don't back down for no man. They telling me to bump and grind on these slow jams. But bump that, I'm on my grind like a slow dance. Cause I'm trying to give them hope, man. Most of them can't handle the truth. But they're trying to hold it with broke hands. They telling me to slow my roll, man. No, man. Grace is coming back. It's from getting ready to go, man. But I can't do this on my own. Every member has a part, so you gotta play your role, fam. Cause if this is gonna work, then we gotta see the Saints work together like Breeze, Bush, and Coastin'. Can't just keep it in our home. Gotta take it to the block like you playing the low post, man. So every girl, old man, young and old man, don't stand there on the wall, homie, don't end. We gotta show them how this looks. So we use the music as a fish hook. So it sound like a fiasco in the trunk, like Lupe and them subs every time that they kick push.
Go, yeah, go, go, go.
Yeah, it sounds so good, I don't even want to do it.
Go, 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 go,
let's go. Scared I can never be, especially when the savior tells me to plant a seed. And the commission is compelling me to tell him he's about to face the judge and that his sin is a felony. And the spirit is compelling me to tell her she ain't good enough to ever see the heavenly father. So I'm praying that the spirit granted me opportunity to see letter three. This is not multiple choice, it's black and white, either or, like ebony or ivory. Honestly, you gotta make a choice on what it's gonna be, either hell or G. So, we're just telling you to taste and see that the Lord is good and we waited you like the recipe. It wants to get done, telling you, you ready to spirit rock him, Eric B.
Get up off the wall and get up, get up. Get up off the wall and get up, get up off the wall and get up, get up, get up off the wall and go in, go, 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 go,
yeah.
Go, go,
go, we don't go in,
go, 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 go.
I'ma finish it with the third verse,
go, 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 go,
like I started it,
go, go,
back with the rhymes and the punchlines, just to put it on your mind that it's crunch time, how the soldiers should reside on the front lines, yo, we late, let them drums ride for me one time,
go,
yeah,
go,
hey, you late, man, I promise this is the last time I'm making.
Now back to our scheduled program.
That's right, we gotta let them have it. And if you told them once, go twice. Gadget, it's time to show them off like lights. Action, and welcome to the club where we fight. Brad Pitt, the Lord draws like magnets. I seen him turn street dudes in the past scene. And he can change a bunch of Buddhists into Baptists. And he can mark Cubans like the owner of the Mavericks. Daggers, crazy, nobody's beyond his grasp. We just gotta be active. Take the gospel and pass it. We gotta stop just standing there passive and put it in drive like Danica Patrick. Cause somebody's gotta tell them now. They got a problem at the core like belly fat.
never lack. Cause I got it always casual, never slack.
Get up off the wall and get up, get up. Get up off the wall and get up, get up off the wall and get up, get up. Get up off the wall and go, 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 go,
hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? What?
Christian hip-hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip-hop.
Yo.
The real hip-hop.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
DesertaSouth.com. The online source for all hip-hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Are you DesertaSouth.com, where you can shop the hip-hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. And more. And more. At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. For the life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast
Rapid. West Coast Fire is now online.
Online. Live online.
Hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast. WestCoastFire.com.
Him Diesel Records presents Zerubbabel's new album, Pilgrim Perspective, available June 14th, featuring Michelle Bonilla, Chris Lee Cobbins, D-Mob, J. Reed, Survivor, and Result. Available at all Christian bookstores, all digital outlets, and pre-order now at ZerubMinistries.com. Zerub asks, what's your perspective on life?
And we all up in your city trying to share what we got. We some pilgrims.
Available June 14th. Zerubbabel's Pilgrim Perspective.
Yeah, what's going on, world? It's your boy Jeeta, and I just want to let you guys know that my new album, The Final Call, is in stores now. That's right, it's in stores now. It features the singles Burning Up, You Are, and Murder It, featuring K-Drama and Cambino. The Final Call, available at all your online retailers. Will you answer the call?
Go In by the homie Dre Senior, whose album a lot of cats might not have picked up yet, but it's a banging album, man. So look, man, we're going to hop into the topic of the day with the homie Jeeta. And the topic comes from the show we just did at the Corridor this past Friday. And the topic was The Remedy, man. Now, I asked a lot of the people while I was hosting what it actually means, the word remedy. What does it actually mean? And Jeeta, when you hear the word remedy, what does that mean to you, man?
First thing that comes to mind when I think of remedy is probably the solution for something that needs to be fixed.
Okay, the solution for something that needs to be fixed, man. Hey, I like that definition. Sure. I'm going to tell you some of the definitions we got at the show. We got grandma's concoction, you know what I'm saying, when you sick, you know what I'm saying? We had the cure, we had the, you know what I'm saying, the solution, like you said, the fix. So we had a lot of different things, you know, and, you know, you get some funny ones, man. I can't remember all of them. But those were some of the ones that we had said. And I actually like what you said, man, the solution for something that needs to get fixed. Now, we live in a world, Jeeta, that the world needs the remedy. Why does the world need a remedy right now, man?
Can I keep it real?
The world needs a remedy because the world is sinful, man, and it needs a remedy. And It needs to be healed. It needs to be brought back to the original intent of Earth, man. So it definitely needs a remedy, man. It definitely needs to be fixed because it's wicked, man, because we are, you know, wicked peoples at times and stuff. So, yeah.
All right. So because of our wickedness, we need a remedy, man. And really, as we go through life, what are some things that keep people from finding the true remedy? What are things that you think happen in their life, Jeter?
People's lives, I probably can say, they want to do their own thing. Sometimes people don't want to be obedient to the Lord or obedient to just good values and stuff, man. So people have their own motives that they want to do, and they run from the truth a lot of times, and they're afraid of the truth. So that's some of the things. Or sometimes some people, they just don't know. Some people just don't know. So it's a lot of different things that can be going on.
Bro, that's what's up, man. And a lot of times, you said the solution for something that needs to get fixed. A lot of times people try to get other things that might be the quick fix or the fast way out. What do you think about that in the ways of the actual remedy? Does that prevent the remedy? Does that allow the remedy to work even better? What happens?
When you do things the quick fix, a lot of time it's not the full remedy. It's like a imitation of the remedy, and it normally fails pretty quickly, man. So you need like the full solution a lot of times and stuff. So because the quick fix, like I said, it's just like a imitation of the real thing, man. So you definitely need like the full solution and stuff.
So y'all need to get the full deal, full meal. And man, let's just, you know, I just want you to just share for somebody that's saying, hey man, I'm living my life and I don't really know who I am. I'm still trying to figure it out. What is the remedy for those kind of people in their lives, man? Just some things that they need to know about the remedy, man.
Okay. The remedy is Christ, man. Christ is the remedy. Christ can heal all things. Christ is the answer to all things and stuff, man. So I definitely would encourage people to, if they don't have a relationship with God, to establish a relationship with God and trust in Him, and most importantly, be obedient to Him and to His Word, man. So I definitely think that people should seek God, and if they're a believer, that they need to just keep going within the faith.
So what do you think about people that are saying, hey man, the remedy is not God, it's not Jesus, I could do things on my own? What do you think will actually happen when they actually say that? Is their life gonna be cool? If people don't have Christ, does that mean their life is just gonna be a horrible life? What do you think about that?
If you don't have Christ, that don't necessarily mean that your life will be horrible or anything like that, but in the end it will be like not a good thing for you if you don't have Christ. And for some people's like they unfulfilled, like they're searching for different things and searching for different pleasures and stuff like that, but they not fulfilled. Like they keep needing money, they keep needing women's or man's or whatever, different things. They may feel that void. And then Christ can heal all those things, man. Christ is the answer. Christ is the answer, man. To He is the remedy to your pain. He can definitely heal you and build you up, man. So Christ is the remedy. Definitely.
No, that's what's up, man. And I think sometimes we get caught up in quick fixes, man. Even church people get caught up. And if I go to church, that's going to make my life better. You know what I'm saying? Is there anything you want to say to people that are just thinking church is enough, or if I pray this day, you know what I'm saying, or kind of doing works to make their life feel better? It might be a quick fix to them, but do you think that really helps them with their walk with God and things like that?
Like, you definitely need to put in work. You definitely need to have actions behind what you say. You definitely gotta definitely put in work and work toward being a better person and stuff like that. You can't just go to church and stuff like that and don't change. You know, if you still drinking milk and stuff like that, it's crazy. When you should be eating meat, you should be maturing within your faith. So definitely, you have to put in actions to grow and to want to grow and to get stronger within your faith, man. So yeah, definitely got to put in some work, man.
Yeah, I got the homie Jay Smoke saying, Christ is the remedy. That's what we need to preach. And he said, but I have a feeling that people don't want to hear the remedy. They don't want that remedy. They prefer something fancy, quick, and fast. He says, so it's like the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, money, sex, girls, and clothes, and bling, bling, and all that. Do you think our society, I answered him back with, we got the microwave, we got auto-tune, and there's nothing wrong with auto-tune all the time. I'm just saying. You got fast food. You got all these things, the quick way. The quick way to make money. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we can, you know, they got a whole bunch of stuff that they give to get, you know what I'm saying, a remedy for you to lose weight. They got stuff where you can just get surgery. You know what I'm saying? It won't change anything. You just, we'll give you surgery. We can do this, we can do that. How do you think that impacts our spiritual walks, man?
Can I keep it real?
Yeah, since that's the society that we live in, I'm pretty sure it affects people's judgment, and they think that they're gonna just have this thing just real quick and stuff. But like I said, man, it takes work, and a lot of times people, they don't want to work. You know, they just want to have, like you said, a quick fix, man. They just want to get what they want right there and then, man. And they're afraid of the work and stuff, like weight loss. Like a lot of people, they just want this pill or something like that to do that for them, and they don't want to put in the work, man. But it takes work, man. It takes work to deny your flesh and be an upstanding person. It takes so much work to do that, man. So I just think that we run away from work, that the society is running away from work, and they just want that quick fix, man. But it takes work to get to perfection, man. So yeah,
now that's what's up, man. And all those cats that's like, man, why he keeps shooting that gun? You know what I'm saying? I'm giving the 21 gun salute. The 21 gun salute means the same thing that Jeter song Murder It means. You know what I'm saying? That flesh just had to, it just had to decease. It had to rest. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what it is. I think what you said is key, man. We have to understand that it is going to require work.
Sure.
There's no way. I'm going to say this. You can't work to get salvation. But after you get salvation, you got to work it. You know what I'm saying? You can't just say, oh, I'm saved and I don't have to do anything after that. You got to work your salvation. Paul even said, work out your salvation in fear and trembling. You know what I'm saying? Man, you gotta continue to do the things that God wants you to do, that it says in his word. And Jay Smoke said, it's also quite difficult to preach Jesus as a remedy if the same people preaching Jesus are also chasing all these other stuff that he put on the list. And that's because them cats still haven't found out the remedy, man. And it's unfortunate. Tita, what you think, man? Just with what he said, it's unfortunate that there's people listed as Christians do these things. But what do you think about that overall?
Yeah, man. It's definitely hard for people to trust us and stuff when they hear like allegations and different things that, you know, or they see different things from our leaders and stuff. They doing different things, man. It definitely take a step back for us to minister to different people. They're like, yeah, I know those Christian people. They just up there faking and stuff like that. So it definitely takes a step back for us. That's why we have to go hard, man, and truly seek God, man, and profess it to the world, man. Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up, man. So that was the topic of the day, man. If you got a topic and you think we need to rock with something, you can always give us a call at 425-243-4285 or go to yadadaking.com. Find out how to contact us, email us the topic. We would love to talk about what you're dealing with or what you see other people dealing with, man. Look, we're going to talk about your track, though, Jeeta. We're going to go to this song called You Are. What's this song about, man? It's a little bit different than the other tracks.
Yeah, man, I'm a very versatile person, man. I don't just stay in one lane. But the song is just talking about how good God is. And he is the one, he is the creator of everything. And he is the solution, he is the remedy, man. And how sometimes when things don't go your way, you can be doubtful of the Lord's will and stuff like that. But this song is just saying that God shows unconditional love to us, you know, throughout the storm, throughout the sunny days, throughout all times. God remains patient, and he remains giving us unconditional love, man. So that's pretty much what this song is about.
All right, so let's hop into that on Yada the King Radio. You Are by the homie Jeeta. Jeeeta, you produced this too?
Yeah, every song on my album I produce, yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. See, that's how you do an album on budget. You learn how to produce, you know. But look, we're going to hop into this on Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
Sometimes I can be so unappreciative, but I love you, and I love you.
You are the one, you are the life, you are the savior, regardless of me. Your love will still remain. Through the dark, through the light, through the rain, through the sun, you're by my side. Through it all, your love remains unconditional to me.
So patient, even though I don't deserve it, you be right there.
That's why I love you, that's why I need you, that's why I'm trying so hard to go please you. Even I know it's nothing I can do to pay you back, I'm constantly trying to praise you and lift up your name and show you that I love you, I need you, you're so true, never fake. And all this earthly stuff is here, it's just temporary, and your love is for eternity. I love it, man. Regardless of me, your love will still remain.
pose. Hot like a big flame. It can't even be put out when it rains. I got a disdain for this dang sin thing. Folk think I'm insane, cause I don't rhyme, cause it's the end thing. Ain't trying to get fame, but spin changes on cause of a fire and desire. Like Rick James, teamed up with Tina Marie. The king did his thing and redeemed us for free. Actually not, it cost a whole lot. Love made the blood flow from Christ, he lost a whole lot. The internal magic is like a furnace that burns at that temperature that can't be measured cause it registers off the thermostat. No jokes, I ain't Bernie Mac. In for the long haul, homie, I ain't turning back.
We're following the blueprint. Exclusive to cross is still fueling the movement. The foolish are ruthless, induced by what's useless. Refuting the truth in pursuit of amusement. Black car, fast cars, and they juice spin. We ain't always rap rock stars, so they view spin. That's cool, you don't even have to nuke him to know the kid's hot in the rain of fame to cool him. The gospel got me human as in Houston. No longer like the X-Men, but still they call me mutant. Outcast, ostracized, label nuisance, cause we preach the living words of Christ in the true sense. I tried to keep silent like human, but that was fire to the bone marrow like fusion. Many captives still they refuse it, so why hold back the one truth that can lose them? Love using sonar. They perplex, how's he burn without skin tar? It's just a metaphor, I'm overjoyed on my sin scar. Can't keep it to myself, Christ took the charge. I gotta shed the truth, I've been delivered like postcards.
See, we've been saved from a trap, and that's more valuable than a safe full of cash. What we faced was in fact a fate worse than gargling and swallowing gasoline chased with a match. Homie, praise him for that. See, we know he's a hero with no cape on his back. Why rock? When he's great to the back, can't suppress his message, so I spread it. That's right, he's the blaze, I'm the magic.
I'm on fire. Can't leave it alone. Like 3rd degree heat to my bone. Till the heat and fire through what I've known. And your glory is shown. Rest to the day we are home.
Yeah! Man, I cannot wait for the next Everyday Process project, man. I'm just gonna say that song fire. Like, I love them dudes' energy, man. They just brought that whole project. It was called Out of This World. It really was Out of This World. Once again, for those that's wondering what song was that, that was Everyday Process. The song was called Fire. But I got a brother that's been bringing nothing but fire through his lyrics, through his beats, man. And a lot of cats is like, yo, I found out you produced this. Did you produce that? I mean, we got the live stream. That's all they asked today, man. It was like, yo, did you make that beat? You know, he's like, yeah, yeah, I made that. And he's chill with it, too. He's like, yeah, yeah, I made that. You know what I'm saying? But look, man, Jeter, for all the cats that's trying to figure out how they can get a hold of you for a feature or even just any way they can get a hold of you, how can they do that? And also, where can they go get the album at, man? Tell them a little bit about all that.
Okay. If you want to contact me for anything, you can go to JeterBaby.com. Again, that's JeterBaby.com. And you can, I got my email link on there, man. You can email me some stuff, like what you want from me. If you
want to feature, do you want to be, or anything like that. My music, you can find it on all your online retailers like Amazon, iTunes, Rhapsody, Napster. Go to that search menu and type in Jeeta, and all my albums should pop up, man. Download my music from online.
All right, man. And this new album just came out. But Exit has been asking me about a re-release of the album. I'm trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying, does he know something I don't know about? You know what I'm saying? What's good?
Yeah, man, I have put out a tweet that I'm re-releasing the album. Because the album, it's good, but it can be better. And I want to re-release it, man. Like some of the singing on there, I did most of the singing and stuff, and I'm not like really a good singer, so I just want to give the album the proper shine that it could get. So I'm gonna get like some real singers that I've been admiring and stuff like that. I'm gonna remove a couple of songs, and then I'm gonna put some new songs on there, some like some crazy new hot songs on there, and re-release it probably late fall or early next year, and I want to get it actually a physical copy into like stores like Walmart. So right now I'm discussing distribution with some people, man. So
yeah,
when I do that, I want to like, you know, have everything in order and stuff, and I want to have video because I haven't put out a video for the album and everything. So I just want to put the album like in its proper perspective, like the way that you should have heard it. So that's why I'm here.
Okay, so that's what's up. You like Beethoven. You like, man, I put it out, but I need to reconstruct this monster. We need to get this thing out so more cats can hear it. What song right now are you thinking about doing a video to, man?
Like right now I'm thinking about You Are. But like I said, I had to re-release the album that, because like I'm okay, that's me singing on there, that's okay, but I would love to have a feature with like a V Rose or a Becca Shea on there. So like once I get that done, which I'm talking, and then I believe I'll do a video for it, and I believe it'll be hot, man. It'll really give it the shine that it should get, man. So
yeah, that's yeah. What's up, man. So y'all heard it from Jeeta, man. What else you got going on, man? Who you thinking about? If you can name them, who's some beats that you throwing some tracks to right now? Who's some people you throwing some beats to?
Man, like the list is like crazy right now. Like I'm just thankful to Ty. I don't know if I can discuss everything, but
okay. Hey, well keep it on. You know what I'm saying? The left. I don't want nobody hit me up like, man, Jeeta was name dropping that he produced on my album and I wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want that to happen.
It's a lot of people that you're very familiar with, man. So I'm just thankful to be a part of it, man. So be on the lookout for the production, Jeeta Beat.
Okay. And any last words that you got to share with the people, man?
Yeah, man. Just stay encouraged, man. To press forward and live out the gospel, man. Just be encouraged, man. Because like I said, life can be hard, man, and a lot of distractions try to get you, man. But just got to get up daily, man, and keep seeking the Lord, man, and the Lord will pull you through, man. Keep pressing forward and win the race, man. So, yeah, just keep grinding, man.
All right, man. Hey, Jeeta, I just want to say thank you for coming by, stopping through, getting in with us at Yada the King Radio, man. We pray that God will continue to move you forward in your ministry, your life, and the family as you're growing that fan band. You know what I'm saying? Because I know. I got two kids, man, so I know it's different.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So, and Frog, Eric Keith, a.k.a. Frog, he got like, you know what I'm saying? I can't keep counting how many kids he got. So, his life is a totally different life than mine. But that's really what it is, man. Be encouraged, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks, man.
All right, bro. Much love.
Hey, man. Peace. Thanks for having me, bro.
Yep, and we're going to try out some of that Chicago pizza pretty soon. You did.
Yeah, man. I'll hook you up.
All right. That's what's up, man. Like.
All right.
Yeah, that was the homie Jeeta. We got it in with him, man. Had an awesome, awesome time, man. The dude is a real cool brother, man. Humble, too, man. And I think that y'all got to stay humble. Man, I got this group, man, that know how to Yada the King. I'm sorry I bumped the mic, but I know some cats that know how to Yada the King, and sometimes they might bump the mic. It's Born to Shout by Gideon's Army. Let's go.
Bullets in the air. We throw our scriptures up. They try to take me out. You see them devils knew my purpose. I was born to show.
Sick the Lord of hosts, Elohim, God in three, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let's get 'em. I'm ready. Spiritually, I am deadly. Cut demons up like confetti. We're swinging this here machete. She ain't walking in power, making these demons quiver. Load up my ammunition, then cock it, squeeze it, deliver. This battlefield, I am on it. Holiness, I condone it. Come in Christ Jesus' name.
Show me my opponent.
I'm back by the Holy Father. So where is my opposition? Proclaiming Jesus the Christ, and the rest is just superstition. Knowing my light of fiction is only here for a phase. I'm saying hell or high water. I'm giving my God a praise.
Holy Spirit that can barely see. Yeah, my speech is slurred, and though my vision's blurry, out no potential one, and I still got no need to worry. Praise his name in a hurry. Really, it's just that simple. By the mention of Jesus, these demons, they shake and tremble. Got a whole lot of word, and we got kingdom swag. Who is supposed to scare me? The King of Kings is my dad. It's monologue here from GA. We don't play, and we done told y'all. We just don't praise his name up from side and back down to Duval. And yeah, we will remove all these spirits that try to hinder. The devil, he wanna kill us. We music's toughest contender. Satan is a pretender, but God up above is real. That's why we wrote this to praise him and show him just how we feel. And we gon' get the crunkest and buckled than all the rest. Cause when it come to our praises, we want them to be the best.
I'ma praise his name, whose name? That man who blood was stained. Picking up my cross, my pain. I'm living just to live again, and that's my aim. Some people may say I'm insane when I get the shout and that praise. Don't look at me strange. What you mean? You didn't know I was down with the king. Y'all should've never let us up in this game. I've been on another living level since the day I left the devil. You can definitely say I'm on 10. Check a journey through the mind of a suicidal soldier. If you really wanna know where I've been, seeing, seeing, and more seeing. That was my motto. Blow, blow, cash, cash, money like I won the lotto. Oh, I'ma need your auto. Ay, I gotta touch him. Head like Picasso, now that's gon' touch him. My cook is so custom, from the coast of East Asia, I went to Augusta. They looking for other groups like a bump, but they are missing, we got it in substance. I'm born to get this shout out, if I don't, these frogs gon' cry out. But I am an ultimate fighter, I took the summit, me and I will not tap out. You can even try to pull your strap out, and I'm pulling out Psalm 91. If you really wanna battle, bring it on, we can get the same poppin' on, stop until your feet fall.
Minus the pain, kid, where my ex-divas at? Don't say that I ain't wanna miss a church on that corner. From Philly to California, where the real preachers at? I came from Antioch, took a cruise to Epiphany, said hello to Creflo. Never been to Potter's house, that storefront on Crenshaw. I kept my Timbs on, before I could sing songs, they wanted them out. Heard through the grapevine, I was moving through state. state lines, praying that Jay fine. Felt like I was on the run, looking for love. No, we was looking for leadership. So while they flee the kid, I was almost like one. They said that I've been gone too long. Ain't gon' front like I was strong. No, homie, I've been down, I've been weak. Felt I was in the zone, all alone on that road, looking for my promised land 7 days of the week. Does anybody know how a person can get there? Does anybody know how a person can get there? Does anybody know if healing is still there? I think I just need to know from somebody that lives there. Does anybody
I'm
know?
Next hypocrite, narcissist, porn addict, you get the pick. Yeah, some of y'all know me. Few of them same dudes in them t-shirts, exposing the fact that we hurt, forcing me to dig deep. Drawn from my well, heart condition like wells. Know how is my walk well, something like a hurricane. IVs like braille, feel my words like braille. My diary's like hell, you can't escape on a train. Thought about suicide, wasn't I ain't wanna live. Nah, I just ain't wanna live, and the world's so cold. If this is my cross, thank God that I'm not lost. Lord knows that the kid is weak, I couldn't do this on my own. They said that I've been gone too long. Ain't gon' front like I was strong. No, homie, I've been down, I've been weak. Felt I was in the zone, all alone on that road, looking for my promised land 7 days of the week. Does anybody know how a person can get there? Does anybody know how a person can get there? Does anybody know if healing is still there? I think I just need to know from somebody that lives there. They said that I've been gone too long. Ain't gon' front like I was strong. No, homie, I've been down, I've been weak. Felt I was in the zone, all alone on that road, looking for my promised land 7 days of the week. Does anybody know how a person can get there? Does anybody know how a person can get there? Does anybody know if healing is still there? I think I just need to know from somebody that lives there. Does anybody know?
Yeah, that's the homie Jafire Life, man. Does anybody know? If you don't know, he about to come out with another project. And I was talking to the homie Victory, and he said, man, that project is going to be a beast. So, man, look out for the homie Jafire Life. Real cool dude as well. And we getting it in on Yada the King Radio, man. Had a great time with the homie Jita. We shared a lot, man. We heard about, you know what I'm saying, some of the secrets he does as far as producing, you know what I'm saying, some of the things that he's getting into. And we also hit up D-Mod through Twitter. And we was like, man, D-Mod, you need to get Jita on your album. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to see what happens in the next couple of days. He might hit us back up. He might have a response for us. And if he got a response, we'll let you know what's good, man. But we're going to talk on this topic, man. The topic of the day was the remedy. And some of the things that have resulted from this was we had the homie in the live stream going in talking a lot about the topic, and that was Jay Smoke. He was saying a lot of people don't want the remedy, which is Jesus. So in essence, what they do is, by rejecting him, they try to find all the other quick fixes to try to fix up their life, and it just messes the whole thing up. You know what I'm saying? And the word of God clearly says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Anybody that comes a whole nother way is a thief and a robber, and the truth is not in him, and you won't even get in. He's gonna kick you out. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's a just like a triple, quadruple whammy that you're getting unless you have God, man. And for those that are saying, man, I really don't need God in my life, when the lights is off, when you just by yourself, man, there's a void in your life that only you really know. I ain't gonna say only you know, but you know that there's something in your life that's missing if you don't have Jesus. There's a lot of people that try to fill it up with a whole bunch of quick fixes to get it in, you know what I'm saying? As we talked about, they try to find love. So in the world, if you're trying to find love, that means sex, that means, you know what I'm saying, a whole bunch of other things. You try to hang out with your homeboys and party all night, you know what I'm saying, get it in and do all the things that go with the partying. But when all that is said and done, you get to a place where you're like, man, I'm not really even satisfied with who I am. And that void that's in your life, that was a purpose that was purposely put in you so that God can have a relationship with you, man. And without that in your life, we wouldn't need God if there was no void. But we know that we need him. And not only do we need him in our lives, we have to make sure we understand that he's the only one that can heal all the hurt that's in our lives. There's a lot of people that deal with rejection from their parents, people that have been raped, abused. The list can go on. The people that are looking for jobs, they can't find jobs. And somebody would be like, man, is Jesus really the remedy for you to find a job? I know that the word of God says the righteous will never be forsaken nor his seed begging bread. And God does shower his people with blessings. And that might not always mean a whole bunch of money, but he will bless you for being obedient to him and having a relationship with him, man. Look it up, Deuteronomy 28. It talks about it all. But what we got to understand is, man, the only remedy that's going to help you in your life is Jesus Christ, man. You could try it on your own, but you're never going to be satisfied. You can try different things. You can make up new religions. You can make up a whole bunch of different things. A lot of things will make you feel good for a purpose. Even the word of God says sin feels good only for a season, but after that, it brings forth death. That what that says is you're going to have fun doing all the things that you feel like this is the remedy. It might feel good. Sex could feel good, but if it's out of the marital context, then it's not good. It might have felt good at the time, but it's going to cause a whole bunch of problems. And somebody's like, oh man, is he saying that I shouldn't have sex outside of marriage? Yep, that's what I just said. But more than anything, I want to say this, man. The remedy is Jesus, man. And if you're saying, hey man, I really need this. It's Jesus in my life. I've tried things on my own and I just couldn't get it to work. I'm just going to ask you to just say a prayer, man, and just say, God, man, I really need you in my life right now. Jesus, I need you. I tried it on my own. I couldn't do it. And I really need you to come help me and be the remedy that I need, man. And if you really mean that prayer, he will be with you. And not only that, what you got to do is get linked up with the church, man. We want to see you linked up, because what the enemy does, if he sees you by yourself, he'll be like, man, hey, let me go attack him because he has no covering. He has no people around him to keep him. You know what I'm saying? But that's why it's important that we have people in the church that walk this thing out with us, man. And you try to get just a crew of people that could just always be around you, man. And that's really what it is. Concerning what we like to call the remedy. We all need it, man. We all need the solution to heal the hurts that are in our lives. We all need the solution that is going to fix us. And I don't care what the problem is, I guarantee that Jesus can fix it. You know what I'm saying? He's a healer. He can heal the mended hearts. The word of God says he's a father to the fatherless. He'll make your yokes easy. He'll make your burdens light. That's what Jesus does. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, we want to encourage y'all to get him in your life, man. And if you're living for God and you're like, man, I've done a lot of things that I know that are not pleasing to God. Because, see, this is the thing. A lot of us may have given our life to God, but still we doing things that we're trying to get filled up with a whole bunch of different things that are sinful things, and it is not working. But you gotta release the stuff to God. You gotta get rid of the sin that's in your life, man. You gotta continue to give yourself the 21 gun salute, man. That means murder that flesh, because if you don't murder your flesh, man, the flesh is gonna rise up, and it's a monster after it rises up. Then you're gonna have more and more problems, man. It's like the homie Jay Smoke said, there's a lot of people in Christ that may confess the name or profess the name, but they're not really living it, man. We got to really live this thing out so that we can be effective, man. And that's, I think, more than anything, that's what it's really all about. Let's see, man. Who we got? We're going to be interviewing coming up this Thursday. That's the homie Transparent from the West Coast. And I was watching this video. The dude was spitting him, Q Heem, and Rain, and it was going in. I seen it on Facebook. You guys can check out Q-Heme. He's on there somewhere. Just look up Q-Heme, The Redeemed, and Transparent is going to be on as well, man. Shout out to them. Shout out to my brother Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? Breathe Life Radio. If y'all ain't listening to Yada the King, go listen to Breathe Life Radio. They about to do a new episode real soon. That's really what it is all about, man. And I salute all y'all for coming through, checking us out, man. Tell your neighbors, tell your friends, tell everybody else what's going down at Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life, man. And I'm about to get out of here. I'm about to go kick it with the fam. Bam. Hey, look, let's do this, man. I'm your boy, the warrior, Don Christian, and I Yada the King. Let's get it.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta.